All right, Clowncore HVK here, and it's time for something positive this week. I ripped on Eminem this week. I ripped on Bastard Season 2 while also endorsing it at the same time, but you gotta call it like it is on both sides. And I ripped into Starfield / people shitting on Az already this week. But it's time for something positive. I want to talk about Jujutsu Kaisen because I have just started watching this show not that long ago. I had no intention of staying up late and binging it and losing a lot of sleep. But I have, and I did, over several nights, not all in one night, ladies and gentlemen. But it's a really good show. It is a genuinely creative, interesting show. It taps into elements of, you know, Japanese Shintoism. There's a lot of even sort of, I guess, pseudo-biblical stuff that's going on. It's what it boils down to is there are curses. Now, this is going to sound really weird. It makes a lot more sense when you actually watch it and start to see all these, you know, ideas in practice. And that's why I highly recommend you just watch it. I'm saying that up front. It's good. Watch it. Because the premise of it sounds a little confusing. So there are curses and cursed objects. And curses can basically manifest as spiritual beings in the material world. And you have Jujutsu sorcerers that use curse energy, or Jujutsu is the curse energy, and they use that also to fight the curses. So basically, it's like spiritual warfare. They're exorcists, effectively, but they don't call them that, because I guess that's more of like a Christian term. Although they do use the term exorcist numerous times, so I guess I'm wrong in that regard, because I'm just kind of going through it in my head as I'm saying this. It's very stream of consciousness right now, folks. But you have the main character, Itadori, who is this super strong boy. Like, he's out of the gate strong, and they don't really explain why, and I was actually a little frustrated at first, because it was one of those things where it felt like it was just going to be like a, hey, this is just the way it is, kind of accept it sort of thing, with no explanation, because it's already pointed out that it's an anomaly that he's as strong as he is, but he doesn't have any curse energy. He doesn't have any, like, spiritual sorceress sort of power. And then he ends up eating a cursed finger from the most powerful jujitsu sorcerer in history and is pseudo-possessed by the guy. And I'll kind of leave it at that. He's in control of his own body. Sometimes the other guy takes control and there's certain things that happen. But so that's kind of your basic premise of his introduction. And then he gets taken in by this school of jujitsu. I keep wanting to say jujitsu, and that's what I keep hearing, because that's just what my mind goes to. Martial arts brain, done it for 20 years, so it's like, that's what I always want to think of. But he gets taken to this school where it's basically there to train people to be jujitsu sorcerers. And you meet some interesting characters along the way. I'm not going to go through the whole roster of their school and their pseudo-rival school. Some interesting characters that feel like just very anime trope to me, like one of them is just a panda bear, and they even kind of fourth wall break with the lead female who's, oh man, her name is escaping me right now, they're like, oh yeah, this is Panda, he's a panda, and then they just move on, and she's like, literally, that's all you're gonna give me, and that's literally all they give you. You get a couple of those cheap laughs in there. The humor overall is good. It's not overly thick, like anime humor, as I've started to kind of call it, but it is good. It does have its moments of wit. The action is really good. You don't really get a lot of the sort of stuff I was ripping on with the end of Bastard Season 2, or even on that I've ripped on Baki for, at least on Twitter. I haven't done an actual review on it here yet, where they just narrate over the action all the time, right? Like, it's just saturating what should be action scenes with overly long exposition. They just do things, and it looks good. The animation is really good on it. It's very dynamic. It feels very energetic. I like that everybody's powers are a little different. They all manifest differently, right? Like, the one guy does spirit wolves, the lead girl can, like, basically empower nails and, like, a hammer, and it's almost like a bit of a voodoo-esque kind of thing. It's cool. Honestly, if I really have to rip it on anything, it's kind of nitpicky stuff, right? The lead character, Itadori, his design reminds me of Natsu from Fairy Tail. The way Natsu kind of always reminds me of Goku in his personality and everything, but not so much his design. This guy doesn't really remind me of Natsu in personality, but definitely in design. He's got the pink spiked hair. He kind of wears a similar outfit, but more modernized. And that's about the end of it. But it's a nitpick. I don't know if the creator is a fan of Fairy Tail or a fan of the character of Natsu. I don't know. I could just be seeing things and I'm just relating things. The two big nitpicks I have, though, is the opener and the closer. The opening theme and the closing credits, dear Lord, they're terrible. I don't know who made those executive decisions. I don't really know how they're made for anime studios. But, you know, usually a show, when it's got its opener, and anime really does a great job with this, regardless of what it's like. Food Wars opens up and you're pumped for a cooking cartoon. Like, understand that. Or you have Baki, and you get hyped up for a show where the dude is shadowboxing with a fake praying mantis that somehow gives him real injuries, and then the real fights are boring as fuck. But god damn it, the actual openers are, oh, they're so good. This show is not like that. This opener is actually kind of boring, and it doesn't do a whole lot to get you into it. I feel like if you're on the fence, the opener is kind of boring. And then the closer is the most random thing, where it's like some sort of weird hip hop thing, and all the various characters are like modeling clothes in a mall, and it's like a intentionally shitty drawing and shitty coloring. I don't know who made these decisions. I don't know if it's supposed to be someone's attempt at being hip to the kid. This is like a boomer's attempt at being hip to Gen Zers, is basically what it seems like. The songs that aren't even catchy, but everything in the middle, the actual show itself, the thing that matters, I guess, really, is really good. The characters are good. Even I butcher the names a lot. Itadori's a bit of an interesting character. I've noticed a trope. It's always like your average high school guy, and then he has like maybe one little quirky thing that's different about him. But it's usually just, oh yeah, the average high school guy. Goji is really cool, though. He's not blind, but his sorcerer powers kind of channel through his eyes in various ways. There's a lot of uniqueness in all the powers, and I really think that kind of shines through and helps every fight feel different, because different people get involved in the fights, they use different powers, the villains are all different, and they all have different powers, and they feel very unique. It's got a good, unique, I think is the key word here, feel to it. It doesn't feel like it's just retreading something that other anime or other manga have done. Maybe it is, and it's purely my naivety with Japanese pop culture. That I am perfectly willing to admit that could be why I'm enjoying this so much. But I didn't like Demon Slayer, I will readily admit that. And, you know, of the anime that tend to be popular, I didn't like Demon Slayer, and, you know, My Hero Academia is decent, it's fine, but it's nothing great. This one is actually legitimately good. Gundam Witch from Mercury was a dumpster fire, but we'll ignore that for a moment. This one is actually legitimately good, and I highly recommend it. It's fun, it's pretty dark in terms of the atmosphere and everything. It's got that weird sort of Chainsaw Man sort of animation, where it feels more like they're leaning into computer-generated a little bit more than hand-drawn. But whereas it usually kind of detracts it for me, because in my head I'm just thinking, why not just go with just full-on 3D CGI animation? This doesn't feel that bad. Maybe it's because everything always feels darker and it's not as bright. So it doesn't come across as bad. But the character designs are good if you're into that sort of thing, like figure collecting, model collecting, all that kind of stuff. And the story is interesting. The world is interesting. I like where this is going. I want more of it. And that's one of the highest praises I think you can give any form of media, is you want to watch it again. You want to see more of it. So Jujutsu Kaisen, I'm probably not telling anyone anything new with this, but you really should check it out if you were on the fence. That's all I got. The end.